welcome back to the Power Hour. A little past top of the hour, we're continuing with Dr. Group. I didn't really plan on going this way, Dr. Group, but it's turned into a real esoteric, I think valuable discussion. You brought up a couple points that were so profound. You talked about the consciousness shift. I'm going to go a little different direction, you'll see, Eric, you wrote the initial email or comment on the website, and you'll see how they kind of meet. I believe they do. I struggle with the same thing that you're saying, Eric, every day, especially being on the radio. I struggle with wading through this mountain of news and being able to present these negative stories and try to, one, you want to learn about them and see what's going on, but then not being overwhelmed by them. And then trying to get people to see a point of view or something hits on you and it's so valuable and you want to share it. I totally get it. Here's some of the things that I've used that have helped me. And Dr. Group, please feel free to comment whenever you want to. For me, Dr. Group is 100% right. Your question says that you're trying to help enlighten people, raise people's consciousness. Sometimes you just can't do that. You have to be something. You can't really do something. You can't change them. To me, the most important thing is to be something. You have to be grounded. You have to be developed. You have to be even keel. And I struggle. You can hear me on the radio every day, ladies and gentlemen. You know I struggle with that, going back and forth. These things, I get emotional about some of these things. When you have certain things that are important to you, everybody, I think, should have a hot button topic. Like Dr. Group, he likes empowering people's health. So if you meet Dr. Group, he resonates health. So for you, Eric, I would pick one or two things that are important to you, and I would resonate them. I would, if you're concerned about 9/11 truth, what does that mean to you? Or whatever. Whatever it is, I would pick one or two things that are important to you. I would have some information about it, and then I would be that, if that makes sense. I would radiate that. And then you will begin to see people take information from you. Having something you can hand to people is exceptionally powerful, if that's what you want to do. And so you become a light. I mean, really, the Bible talks about, a light on a hill. You become a light. You become a reference point. Because people around the world, we've seen it. There's a veil of darkness under so many things. They've been lied to so many frickin' times that darkness pervades them to the point where they don't even know where the light is. So what are you? You're the light. So you have to be that. You have to be that truth, at least in that area. And so as you are and you go about your life, then people hit on you and they take something from you and they take a little bit of that light and then it magnifies. I mean, my uncle came here in the studio. I argued with him for 6 months. I think we quit talking for six freaking months when I told him about 9/11 and the buildings falling down. I mean, that's not ideal. My point is, that's not ideal. But I was so passionate about it. He was passionate about it, and I was breaking his paradigm. He wasn't ready for his paradigm to be broke, but I was so passionate, and I was just slamming it in, look at this, and it just created friction. When you are something, when you believe something, when you have light, when you give little things, I would have been much better saying, here, watch this video. Or here, look at this. Or here, what do you think of this? Does this mean anything? Boy, I really think there's some, there's, and every situation is different, and certainly relatives are different. But I think be something, ladies and gentlemen, and then have one or two hot button topics that you are pretty knowledgeable about and that you have something you can give them, something simple to share. And then that light starts to get passed around and magnified. Dr. Group, did that make any sense there?
Yeah, I mean, if they're not ready, and a lot of people right now are not ready to hear the truth, and that's just the way it is because, we're the ones that are awakened.
But
are the ones that
let me stop you right
the
there. Dr. Group, let me stop you right there. But don't you think that people are ready to hear a lot of different things right now, though?
Well, yeah, there's a group. Yeah, of course, there's more and more people waking up every single day exponentially. But look at the vaccine topic. I mean, I try to talk to a mom, about non-vaccinations or that's a hot topic that most people aren't ready for. So, I always keep a really good positive outlook. It's just that, you you just have to choose who you're going to talk to and who you're not going to talk to, because some people are, you know, just not ready. They're just not ready to be awoken up to the truth. And, you know, hopefully they will be. I mean, you know, it's just, look at the health. I mean, look, I deal with this every single day in the health industry. You know how hard it is for people to break away from medicine? Like, to break away and realize that they have a self-healing mechanism in their body and that their body can heal themselves. We've all been completely manipulated to be able to not trust anything but a doctor when it comes to our health, to not trust our own body in having the ability to heal itself. And probably one of the biggest examples that I can give people on that is the manipulation of the fever. Now, if you just spend a tiny amount of time online doing research, you'll find that every single virus, bacteria, fungus, every microorganism that's ever existed will die between 99 degrees and about 106.4 degrees. That's why when we were doing cancer therapies, we would heat the tumors up to 106 degrees and it would kill off all the cancer cells. Because the cancer cells were abnormal, and they also contain funguses and viruses and different types of organisms. All right, but one of the biggest mysteries and one of the biggest manipulations ever has trained people to reduce a fever as soon as possible. What does 99% of the people do when their kid gets a fever of 99 degrees? They freak out. It was designed that way to where the old school physicians knew, and one of the AMA and the American Medical Association and the pharmaceutical companies did fear campaign to tell you that if you run a fever or if your kid runs a fever, anything above 98.6, you need to immediately run to the doctor's office. Okay? That was the end. That was the original end on how we could, because they knew that so many people were going to get sick, and when people get sick, it was a fear tactic. It's the worst thing, but it's been ingrained into people's heads. I mean, I tell people, you don't ever want to get rid of a fever. I mean, my kid has gone up to 106.5 before. And the interesting thing that happened when, because I was monitoring it every single, like, 5 seconds with one of those digital thermometers on his head when it was going up, is as soon as he reached around 105, the temperature would go to 105.4 for about 10 seconds, and then it would drop down radically. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen. It would drop to, like, 103. And then it would slowly go back up, and then it would go to 105 point something, and then it would drop immediately back down. And then even when it got to the highest temperature of like 106.5, it would drop, it was only there for maybe 5 or 10 seconds. And then the body it knows what to do, and it would drop the temperature back down into, you know, 102, 103. When he hit 106.5, it immediately, after about 10 seconds, dropped back down to about 103. Then he went back up to 106.5. Then it went back to 103. Then it went back to 106.5. Then it slowly started coming down over the next 20 or 30 minutes to 98.6. He jumped up and started running around the house and started playing again. Now,
oh, wow.
When people realize, which they are, and people, you know, that's because of us, and that's because we're getting this truthful information out to people, and people are realizing that they've watched their grandparents die in the standard allopathic medical system. They've watched their moms and dads die even before their grandparents. They're dealing with autistic children. They're dealing with children that every single child right now, 99% have allergies, severe allergies, because of all the chemicals and toxins in the air, food and water and everything else in their home. They're realizing that the allopathic is wrong. It's just like we've been lied to about all the other things. You know, all of that is coming to a head now because people are starting to realize that maybe that's not true. Maybe that's, you know, why were all those natural medicine books burned, you know, years ago? Why were all the natural springs closed down all over the United States? You know, all of these things and all of these false perceptions of fear that were put into our brains are still really just with vaccines and all the other stuff as well. We have to go through that, and we have to trust. And that's one of the hardest things still today that I deal with, is letting people know that we all, the most powerful medicine that's out there in the world is already inside your body. We already have. God already gave us the best medicine there is, and it's the self-healing mechanism. And spending 25 years looking at how to activate the body's self-healing mechanism, that's why I've come up with it. It all comes back. Every time I go down a path, it all comes back to cleansing the body. It all comes back to cleansing the body. And USC proved that 6 months ago or a year ago when they came out with that 72-hour fasting study, where they realized that the immune system actually regenerates itself in 72 hours of a water-only fast. And that reconfirms all of the historical documents and all the historical texts, religious texts, and everything we can find dating back as long as we can on why everybody would go through a fasting once a year. And that's why Mahatma Gandhi did a 9-day water fast every single year, and he fasted for 24 hours every single week. When he was assassinated at the age of 78 and they did an autopsy on his body, they found his organs and his skin and everything was the age of a 40-year-old. So that's how powerful the body is. I mean, it all comes down to simplicity, too. If you think about it, it's like we know that just about every single disease in the world can be eliminated by the body itself, just with water-only fasting.
We got about 30 seconds before the break, and we do have a call. If you'd like to call and ask Dr. Group a question, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We got Tom in Michigan. Tom, I'll go ahead and bring you on right now, and then on the other side, we'll get Dr. Group to ask a question. So, Tom in Michigan, welcome to the Power Hour.
Yeah, I hope I have more than 30 seconds, you know, if you can hold me over.
Absolutely, sure.
I've done quite a bit of fasting. Have you ever heard of Professor Arnold Arendt, Dr. Group?
I've studied all of his works. Yeah.
Okay. I got his book, Nucleus Diet Healing System, about 35 years ago, and really got some great effects from it. But I wanted to talk to you about the pH, how the pH goes down when warm water.
Stay right there. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Talking to Dr. Edward Group. Of course, all his products over at the Power Mall that we have. Fantastic products, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Tom in Michigan, also called in. Anybody else? 866-582-9933. Tom, why don't you go ahead and continue with your question, I think, about pH or whatever it was.
Tom, let me just let the listeners know, because I have a great story about Arnold Arendt. Arnold Arendt was a great German professor for everybody, and he really believed and pioneered the mucusless diet, the fruitarianism, detoxification. And if you have a chance, go online, anybody listening, and look at or purchase some of the books. But he was really big in fasting. And that was in the early 1900s. And he was coming under attack, by the way, from medicine in different countries. And he actually sealed himself in a glass cell and had a notary public sitting outside and in the presence of two physicians to prove to people the benefits of water-only fasting, that he wouldn't die. And he was in that glass cell for 49 days and nights with nothing but water.
Wow.
And one of my favorite quotes from Arnold is, and this is something that I've also been trying to teach, is that the humans, we are all dying from the energy that it takes to digest 10 times the amount of food as our systems need. And so, you know, that's what we've been, you know, considering in nature, and animals might eat maybe one meal every 3 or 4 days or something like that. One of the biggest situations in disease-causing scenarios that we have today is that all of our energy is being spent digesting food, and food is staying in the system for up to 72 hours each meal. So we can never get a break, and our self-healing mechanism is constantly obstructed by the amount of energy that it takes for us to break down food. So just to give everybody a little bit of history about who Arnold Errett was. But good. Thanks for bringing that up, Tom. Go ahead with your question.
Yeah, I wanted, well, first, you know, his book, The Mucusless Diet Healing System, you can get that online for about $6 or $7. And, I mean, that was pretty much all I had when I first started out. And I followed his teaching. And after, I'd say maybe 2 years of building up to it, I was able to do 20, 30, and 40-day fasting, water only.
Whoa.
The thing I wanted to, I quit fat. I didn't do any for maybe 16, 17 years. And, I was just too busy, what have you. Life takes you away in another direction. Well, I started back this year, and I was, up till then, I was balancing my acid and alkaline, the pH balance. I noticed about, that's 4 days into the fast, my pH dropped down into the fives and just stayed there. Now, 70 years old, and also I had a back injury. I got a, degenerated disc. They say it's probably completely gone. I've been trying to build it up. So I was real concerned about, mineral deficiency with the low pH like that. Basically, I was taking a little bit of colloidal minerals with vitamin C and basically chewing up mineral pills, occasionally. Just for my teeth and my bones. I was, basically I did a couple of 7-day fasts and a 12-day fast. And, I've been pretty much saying mucusless diet for, all this time going back 35 years. So, but the thing is I was wondering if you have any comments or insights into the dangers of, especially an older guy like me, where the pH goes real low. In other words, acid builds up in the system in a water-only fast.
Go ahead.
When I broke the fast, I was able to get the pH up into the eights really easy, like maybe a day and a half, which, I thought was good.
Okay, we're running out of time. Tom, we're running out of time in this segment. We're coming on a commercial. So go ahead, Dr. Group.
So let me answer.
Great question, Tom.
When you're doing a water-only fast, and after about 72 hours, your body goes into ketosis, and your body starts running on ketones when your liver runs out of glucose. So that's actually a really good thing. And around the fourth day of a water-only fast, your body kicks into what's called autophagy. And autophagy is when your body starts to decompose and burn cells and tissues that are diseased or damaged or that have been, aging or dead or contain lots of toxic materials. So your body feeds itself on the most impure and the most inferior materials, like the dead cells and all those toxic accumulations, tumors, abscesses, stuff like that. So that's why your pH goes down, and that's completely normal, and it should. What you should not have done is take minerals.
Hey, stay there, Tom. Hey, Dr. Group, okay. We're on a break. Tom, just stay right there. We'll continue. This is very interesting. Great question, Tom. Just stay right there. We'll be back on the other side. More Dr. Group fasting question. We'll get Tom to ask another question, and we're going to get into some kidney detox also with Dr. Group, thepowerhour.com. What an interesting interview with Dr. Group. Really not where maybe either one of us had intended to go, but nevertheless very interesting. I'd like to remind everybody of thepowermall.com. That's how we're funded. That's why we're here. That's why we can broadcast people like Dr. Group. We thank you so much for your purchases, for your donations, what have you, your prayers, your purchases, your attention, everything. You are this show. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And everything you do, every decision you make. And Eric, know that every little effort that you make, now more than ever, people are willing to hear something or hear something different. And it's not, if they accept or reject, whatever, just being able to give them something. And Dr. Group's products are a fantastic thing. Hey, you got a relative that has this problem, needs some cleansing or whatever. Here, Dr. Group has a great product for it. All of them are on sale over at the Power Mall. The Paratrex, the Livertrex, the Renaltrex, all detoxing products. Of course, Oxy Powder is key to all of them. Selenium, Turmeric, Prostrex. The probiotic and the capsule formulation, the Neurofusion. That Neurofusion is fantastic. I really, to help you think, you have trouble thinking or keeping your brain, you need to really be sharp for a while. Neurofusion is fantastic. The detoxidine, of course, the iodine, the pineal gland and what have you.
Oh, by the way, on the iodine, I just want to mention that that Hurricane Florence that's coming towards the Carolinas, I think there's something like 3 nuclear power plants or something that's right on the coast there. So let's hope and pray that none of those are affected, but iodine is something that everybody should have on hand all the time for anything, including EMF exposure, by the way, because it does now, we are getting reports that people that are sensitive to EMFs are recovering with iodine.
Ooh, that's very, that's such a good point. You know, I totally forgot to remind everybody about North Carolina that you pray for them. The vegan safe B12. I love that liquid B12 that you make. I don't know how you did it, but that
by
really
the way,
is good.
By the way, that B12 and the iodine are the only ones that are actually certified organic as well.
Wow. Fantastic. All those products are at the Power Mall. And also, things like this, this is when people buy food storage. We've made all the Numana products only at the Power Mall, at thepowermall.com, on sale, 20% off at the Power Mall. If you call Jay, the hurricane, the great time to prepare. It gets people's minds ready. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. Thank you so much. Doc, getting back to Tom, maybe you
want to
finish
the
answer about the acidity.
Tom, and I was saying that probably you shouldn't have taken the minerals. Let me rephrase that, okay? Dr. Alan Goldhammer, who runs the True North Health Center in California, is probably the leading expert right now in water-only and medically supervised water-only fasting. And there are some occasions where you do need to take minerals. Most of the time, no. And the reason why you really don't want to take minerals in most cases is because when the body does go through, the body thinks that you're eating again, okay? And when the body, when you do a water-only fast, you can only put water in the body. Now, if it's spring water and the water already has minerals attached to it, that's okay. But any time that you're chewing or you're putting any minerals that aren't already bonded in water or that you're taking, it tricks your body into thinking that you're eating again, and then your digestive system might start working. So with all the research on
distilled water?
What's that?
What about distilled water? What about distilled water, Dr. Group? Yeah, I've heard some people say, oh, that's not safe.
Distilled water is the recommended water to do when you're water-only fasting. Now, when I did my 18-day water-only fast, which if anyone wants to learn more about water-only fasting, you can go to YouTube and just type in Dr. Group water fasting, and I have a lot of videos on it and actually day-by-day updates and information about in history behind water-only fasting. But it's something that you really want to look into because everybody's different and you know, Tom does have experience, but what happens is it might mess with your autophagy. Now, just remember this. Your body already, when you're water-only fasting, the reason why people have gone, like even there's been people that have gone 40 days like Tom does, and they don't have any mineral deficiencies and they don't lose any muscle mass either. And the reason why is because when the body starts feeding off of itself during that autophagy phase, it starts recycling all of the vitamins and the minerals and the nutrients and the electrolytes and all the proteins and the essential fatty acids because that's what your cells are composed of, right? So when the body starts eating all of those dead cells and it takes the magnesium and the calcium and all the minerals out of those dead cells and recirculates them into the body. It's the body literally regenerating itself.
Do you need to be, you know, like lower activity? You know, obviously you're not going to go jog when you're in the middle of a 10-day water fast or anything. Do you need to kind of lower your activity during this time?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Okay. There have been people, including myself, who tried to work and tried to work out in the gym to try to just prove the research wrong and see if we could water-only fast and still carry on our daily activities and still go to the gym and work out. And the reason why it's not recommended is because you need all of your energy to regenerate and to produce stem cells. And so I would not eat. The best way is God's wish. It's like an animal that gets hurt or breaks a leg in the woods. It lays down. And usually it doesn't eat or drink anything for a week at a time. And the body regenerates the broken leg or regenerates the area that the animal was injured in and heals. So the old school method of sunlight, rest, relaxation, and clean water and meditation and using your mind to actually heal is what you should do during a water-only fast. And Dr. Alan Goldhammer agrees with that philosophy as well.
Tom, are you still there? I think you had one more. We got time for one more quick question. Are you still there, Tom?
Oh yeah, I'm here. I know the blood has to maintain that 7.365 pH. Very very closely, and the only way it can keep the blood alkaline is with minerals. I'm thinking at my age, I need to keep every little bit I can. I mean, older people just don't heal up as fast as young guys like you guys. And so I guess I'm still going to keep experimenting with it because I'm not a scientist. I can only go by how I feel. One thing that, I don't like to announce to the whole world, but I will anyways, is that, I was taking coffee enemas, or water enemas almost every day during my fast because, I don't see any sense in having a poison suppository in my body, and I eliminated a lot of the grosser materials like that, and I think that's very important, especially for an older guy like me who's, understandably that my muscle tone isn't as good as a younger guy.
All right, Tom. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. Great questions.
Thank you so much. That's good. As long as you're doing using certified organic coffee for your coffee enemas, so you're avoiding all the pesticides and funguses and all the other stuff that comes on most of the coffee. So, yeah, it was nice to talk about that, Tom. Thanks for your call.
Yeah. Bye.
Awesome. A couple other emails. Actually, my wife asked me this and email, so obviously you hit some triggers here. Children detoxing, obviously, I assume you don't want to get children to go without eating for 4 or 5 days. And then the fever, what if their fever would have stayed 106.5? Would you ice pack? What do you do in those situations? So children detoxing and then the fever situation.
So you don't want to water-only fast children because you really don't need to because children are growing. And that's another reason why we came up with cleanse programs that can be done in conjunction with a healthy diet and juicing and stuff like that. I mean, there's juice fasting as well. Water-only fasting should be used or could be, it can be used by anybody, adults. You can do it one day a week or whatever, but it's a lot easier to do intermittent fasting, which is reducing your amount of food that you're taking in, which I highly recommend. So instead of eating 3, 4, 5 meals a day, do what I do, which is I don't eat till 11 or noon every single day, and then I stop eating around 6 in the afternoon. So for the majority of the day, about 18 hours, my body is fasting every single day. Now, for children, you can reduce the food portion so they're not eating so much, but you can cleanse children. I mean, children need to be cleansed because most children eat horrible diets, eat way worse than adults. Just look around at all the parents and all the, kids that and half the time they live on McDonald's and junk food and drink a liter of Coke and have a sedentary lifestyle and play video games, half the time. So a lot of parents are detoxing and giving their kids Oxy powder, which cleanses them out like on a Friday night or a Saturday night so they can go to the bathroom and not have to worry about it at school. Once a week, cleansing their kids. But we have a lot of people. As a matter of fact, the American Autism Association, Jenny McCarthy, wrote about how good Oxy powder is at detoxing children and the benefits that autistic children have seen by taking an oxygen-based intestinal cleanser. And then you could give them, Livitrex. You can work with their kidneys. You can, clean children out all the time.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. ThePowerHour.com. Dr. Group. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things I'm very passionate about, besides the Constitution, your divine rights, your endowment, what have you, is your health. I've had health situations my whole life, and I've had to overcome them. I know what it means not to be healthy. That is a bad situation. And love Dr. Group and his products. And please, take advantage of this. Take advantage of this information. And just make changes. Be the change you want to see in the world. So, Eric, there's another thing. Just be the change. And people will automatically be drawn to you who are interested. You'll see, I promise. Believe in yourself. Now is the time, ladies and gentlemen. Now is the time. Quickly, Dr. Group, let's continue with the fever. You're going to answer, you know, if the fever went up too high, and also ibuprofen. We're trained to take acetaminophen and ibuprofen when fever gets high.
Yeah, that's kind of one of the worst things you can do in my opinion, because ibuprofen causes severe, you know, stomach problems and liver problems, and you can even die sometimes from taking ibuprofen. Many people die every single year from taking ibuprofen, and it's not addressing the root cause. I mean, yes, it does work to synthetically reduce the fever, but it's also telling the body to not do the natural way of reducing the fever. It's something that each parent's just going to have to make a decision on. Now, if my kid's fever would have stayed at 106.5 for longer than a couple of minutes, I probably would have started thinking about icing him down or putting a cold towel around him, or at least the neck, because you definitely don't want the really, really hot blood going up to the brain. So, you know, if you do want to start cooling the body temperature down, you know, you can always start with a cold towel around the neck. That's one of the best ways to do it if it starts getting up in that range and you start getting really nervous.
Well,
but
I remember my dad when, you know, my father was very old school kind of thing with his family, his grandparents. When I would get sick, he would tell me, here, wrap in a blanket, wrap in two blankets, wrap in three blankets. Like, I'm sweating to death. Yeah, sweat it out. I mean, that was the kind of the deal. Let's talk about a few of the products so people understand. We wanted to focus on kidney cleanse, the renal trex, the liver trex, some of these products. Just kind of go... just real quick, hot button topics about each one.
Well, yeah, let me start with, the gut is always the most important part, to make sure you have good probiotics and keep cleansing the gut on a regular basis and eating healthy and using Oxy powder for that. The second most important thing that needs to be cleansed in the body on a regular basis is the liver, so make sure that you... And all of this is the root cause of disease, by the way. I mean, we've identified, you know, the amount of toxins in the air you breathe, the amount of toxins in the food you eat, and all this stuff contributes to a toxic body. And the first place that takes a beating is the gut, the second place is the liver, and the third is going to be the kidneys. And so it's very important to continue to cleanse all of these areas, at least, you know, on a regular basis, the gut, the liver two or three times a year, and the kidneys maybe a couple times a year too. Some of the signs that you might have poor kidney functioning is fatigue, itchy, dry skin, you might have swollen ankles, some brain fog, changes in your urinary frequency, frequent urinary tract infections. So all you're doing is you're just cleansing the areas that need to be cleansed, because the kidneys end up filtering out your blood. The liver has to detoxify and break down all of the substances, and most people's livers are only working at 10 or 15%, believe it or not. And each liver cleanse is going to increase the functionality of your liver by 15%. So kidneys also have a big thing to do. Kidneys and liver also have a big role to play in blood pressure. People that have high blood pressure, they go to the doctor's office and they get put on statins or they get put on some sort of blood pressure medication. That's not addressing the root cause of why they're having blood pressure issues. The reason why they're having blood pressure issues is because their kidney's not functioning properly and their liver's congested. Pretty much every time we've ever done a liver and kidney cleansing on individuals, their blood pressure comes back to normal. So it's all about
selenium.
All of these organs and all of these systems that we've identified that are taking a beating. Just think about a car, right? I mean, just think if you didn't change your oil filter, and what would happen to your car? The engine would break down. Well, you know, the digestive system is the same, and you know, it's being, if you can take in, if you're taking in a million harmful compounds or toxins on a daily basis, but your body's only able to eliminate 500,000 through the liver and the gut and the kidney, then you have an excess of 500,000 chemicals and toxins or contaminants coming into your body every single day. And as that builds up, your body starts depositing all those in the kidneys and in the fatty tissue and in the gut, or leaking through the gut, which is leaky gut syndrome, in the liver and all throughout the body, or in the joints, or in the cardiovascular system, which is heart disease, the joints for arthritis. I mean, it doesn't matter what condition you have. Every single condition out there is caused by an accumulation of toxins in the system and your body not being able to eliminate those toxins fast enough. That's why it's so important to cleanse and keep cleansing the body over and over.
So Oxy powder then becomes, I mean, that's just one of those things you have to have in your pantry to go along with this, correct?
Oxy powder is one of the flagship products that we've developed. It was originally developed by Nikola Tesla, and it's the only product that releases monatomic oxygen into your bowel that supports proper probiotic growth, that balances out the good and the bad organisms in your intestinal tract, and through an oxidation reduction reaction, turns the solid matter, the solid compaction, into a liquid or a gas. So, I mean,
that's something that we need
to cleanse on a regular basis is our intestines and make sure we have good probiotics in there all the time.
Two questions about Oxy powder. One, you said earlier, just to be clear, children can use Oxy powder. It's a great way for them. And also, if you are fasting, if you're in the middle of one of these 3-4 day fasts, can you use Oxy powder then?
Best if you're water-only fasting. If you're juice fasting or something, yes. But if you're doing water-only fasting, then you want to just do water-only. But it's a good idea to do a cleanse before you start your water-only fasting. Many, many people now are doing an intestinal cleanse, and they're doing one liver cleanse and possibly a kidney cleanse before they even start their water-only fast to prepare their body for an easier transition into water-only fasting.
Very good.
But for kids,
we're about to the end of our time.
Pets too. I mean, pets are constipated. We've had racehorses that had colic that we've given, that, you know, people have given them 2-3 bottles of Oxy powder, and it saved the horse's life. So Oxy powder is completely safe to be. Even women that are breastfeeding have taken Oxy powder, and it's come through their breast.
What about pregnant women? What about pregnant women?
Well, we're not allowed to actually say, you know, that pregnant women can use Oxy powder, but I'll just tell you, when my wife was pregnant, it was the best thing that she could, that she said it was the best thing that ever happened to her.
Dr. Group, love having you on. Love your products. All of them are on sale over at the Power Mall. Thank you so much for spending so much time with us, and we look forward to having you on again, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I'll be on again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you to Bridget Gabriel for her book, Rise. Act. Now's the time. Everybody, look, be the solution that you want to see in the world. God bless you. See you.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.